This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:40 and this is the evening edition with Lynn, and we wanted to move on to our next story, which is interesting because it introduced me to a term that I've never used before. A topic that's cropped up often since the MCO is unemployment, but a term that we haven't heard as much, and like I said, I don't think I've ever used, is underemployment. And underemployment is essentially somebody who works less than 30 hours a week, and that's according to the Department of Statistics. But experts such as those at IIUM also define it as skill-related. So when full-time workers have a job where they're not applying all their skills or qualifications, they would also be underemployed. And I'm thinking here of an engineer who maybe lost their job and then becomes an e-hailing driver, or an accountant who's had their workday shortened and salary reduced. So with these parameters then, you know, if you're working less than 30 hours a week in something you're qualified to do, or alternatively, you're working full hours, but it's not in anything that you were trained to do, are you underemployed at the moment? What does that look like for you? You can let us know by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Shankaran Nambiar, who is an economist with the Malaysian Institute of Economic Research, has urged the government to look beyond unemployment rates when tackling issues in the job market. And he suggests that the pandemic has driven up underemployment and that it's underreported. And this was in an interview with Free Malaysia Today. On that note about underreporting, Lee Hock An from the ICC Yusof Ishak Institute, who's also going to be our guest shortly, says that this is partly because it just isn't recorded as frequently as unemployment, which tends to be prioritised. So with that in mind, we wanted to examine this issue and see how it is that we can better provide for people who are underemployed, and for that matter, whether we are capturing the correct information. In that spirit, do you think that right now you are underemployed? And what does that setup look like for you? Is it reduced hours at your job? Is it having to take up a side gig that has nothing to do with what you were qualified to do? You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:45 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We're talking now about the issue of underemployment as opposed to unemployment, where we have the rates and percentages reported. Underemployment is something that we haven't looked at as much. And again, it's defined as someone who works less than 30 hours a week, or someone who is working full-time, but they're not applying all their skills or qualifications. Again, let us know if you think that you or, you know, someone else you know is underemployed. What does that look like? How does it feel? That number to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. On the line with us now is Lee Hock An, Senior Fellow with the Malaysian Studies Program at the ICIS Yusof Ishak Institute. Hock An, thank you so much for joining us. So what are the primary causes of underemployment and how does it affect our economy?
Yeah, well, underemployment, as the term suggests, means lack of employment or lack of work. And it's a particular context of people who want to have more work, either want to work full-time but only get part-time. And one term that's used is time-related underemployment. So not getting as many hours as one would like to earn the level of income that one would need. And there's another aspect, and sometimes termed skill-related underemployment. So this is where the job is below their qualification, below their skill level. And so it's considered under in that sense. And so it could be like in the current crisis moments where there is a significant downturn in the economy. Sometimes it's also more related to ongoing, you know, structural issues where there are cutbacks in the amount of work. So it can, you know, derive from various sources. But again, I think the key is that there's more work that people want to do, but there's not enough.
And has this always been a major issue within our economy and workforce? And how has the MCO changed this?
Yeah, well, if we go back to 2019, and this is the most recent available data from the most authoritative source, the Labour Force Survey. So this survey is conducted throughout the year on a month-to-month basis, and the unemployment rate is reported month-to-month. But something like underemployment, the sample every month, I think, is not sufficient to really authoritatively report underemployment. And the numbers are for the year, and I think this is quite telling, and this would illustrate that point just now, which is that there were 338,000 out of about 15 million employed. So 338,000 were classified as underemployed. And Malaysia applies a norm of 30 hours per week as that threshold. So that's only 2.2% of employed persons were underemployed in 2019. So not really, you know, that severe. And even within this 338,000 that work 30 hours or less, about 60% declared that they're willing to work more. So this is closer to the definition of underemployed. They would like to work more, but they don't. So we're talking only about 1-2%. 2019, so before, you know, COVID-19 and MCO. But I think since then, we can certainly expect that underemployment has become more severe. We still don't really know that much definitively. Now, in late March, there was a kind of exploratory survey by Department of Statistics. And this wasn't a nationally random and, you know, survey that's representative of the whole country. It was an online survey, so we need to take it with a pinch of salt. But it did find that there was a substantial share reporting that they were working fewer hours. So this is late March. And then subsequently, though, with job retention program, which subsidy, I think some of these problems have been resolved in the sense that people who probably would become underemployed might receive that support. So right now, I think we're still in the phase where I think a lot of problems are kind of masked by the support. I think anecdotally, we do read reports, we can hear for own accounts, people we know working less or shifting from full-time to part-time, and then working in new jobs, not of their own choosing, below their skill level, with less income. So I think it's definitely something that will need to be taken seriously. But I think, and maybe with quarterly reporting of underemployment, which I believe could be possible and I think might be, you know, underway, we'll get a better sense of the actual severity, that is, underemployment calculated from the labor force survey, which is the most authoritative and nationally representative data set.
Now, which segments of the working population would you say are most vulnerable?
I would think that it would correspond with unemployment and so the sectors that are most affected just in general economically. That's the sequence, right? With a downturn, then there's going to be, you know, less business, less output, less sales, and hence more employers and self-employed would come under that stress of underemployment. And some of the sources that we can look at are the claims for the wage subsidy as well as the employment insurance system. So that's the support for those who declare that they are unemployed. And we see that there are substantial share in services and in manufacturing as well. You know, this is very, very general, but I think for, you know, we know the way that the pandemic has affected the economy and livelihoods, right? The services sector where that involves a lot of much more face-to-face and they have had to close down, they are more severely affected. Within the employment insurance system, there's actually an interesting pattern of younger and also professionals. And I think that's probably pointing to the gap in the wage subsidy, which only covers employees earning below 4,000 ringgit. So I think that's one segment that will probably, you know, be impacted. But yeah, the actual magnitude is a bit hard to determine.
So how does focusing on both unemployment and underemployment rates allow the government to better address issues in the labour market?
Yeah, I think unemployment certainly still deserves, you know, a greater attention because we are talking about people who have lost jobs and then have lost income. But there's a need to look at both. And I think the policies that address them would also be tailored towards the different problems. And I think here is where maybe something like the wage subsidy could consider a shift towards addressing underemployment, right? Whereas currently, for employers with 75 employees or less, there is no vetting. It's just automatic approval. And there's a flat rate of 1,200 per worker. And I see from the numbers that the claims have really stabilized over the past month and a half or so. So this is a period to reformulate a little bit, maybe move to a system that allows support for underemployed. That is, and a more targeted. So employers will need to make these declarations about who's underemployed and get assistance for underemployment. And I think this could also encourage employers and self-employed to plan out their workforce. You know, rather than right now, it's simple and rightly so the way that it started. But I think moving forward, there is scope, you know, for wage subsidy to be targeted at underemployment.
So an issue that the Higher Education Ministry is concerned about is the mismatch between the graduates' qualifications and then the jobs that they hold. Is this also a large driver of underemployment?
Yeah, underemployment in that skill-related underemployment category that I mentioned just now, I think is related to this. And I think the data is showing, if you look in the last few years, suggesting that, you know, this is a problem. So among tertiary educated employed persons from 2016 to 2019, the share of them that were working in production line, agriculture and elementary jobs increased from 2.6% to 4.1%. And I think these are clearly, you know, jobs that would be considered as underemployed, below the skill level of someone who holds, you know, a diploma or a degree, just in general. So it's widely in the, you know, policy discourses, and it's a major ongoing concern. And it's also showing up in data in terms of the skill-related underemployment. But I don't think it's so much related to the time-related unemployment, as in people are working fewer hours than they would like.
Is there an existing comprehensive social security program for people who are going through underemployment?
To my knowledge, I don't think underemployment is addressed per se in social security. Right? We do have programs for workplace injury and disability for unemployment. That was the Employment Insurance System, EIS. But I think underemployment, so it is a gap in the system. And I think maybe if it becomes even more severe, it's probably will underscore, you know, the need to look into that further.
Now, you've also said that the Statistics Department's annual labour force surveys don't actually provide a clear picture of underemployment. Why is this the case?
Okay, well, what I meant was to address the situation right now. Now, if you want to very responsively immediately capture what is the state of underemployment last month, that's not reported. It is reported on an annual basis, and I think possibly can be reported on a quarterly basis due to the sample size. But I think we could also go a bit further because, yeah, it's still a very general picture. There's a cutoff point of 30 hours per week, and then some questions about why. I think the mismatch aspect, the skill related underemployment data, you know, is also very general. I think that one can be can be refined so that we can get a clearer picture about, you know, who is, yeah, the proportion who are of qualified workers that are, you know, working below their qualification, and not only who are, you know, where they are located, but what whether they're happy with it and their, you know, their is it meeting their needs and, you know, their preferences. So that may call for a bit more of a special study to look into underemployment.
And finally, what solutions do we need to see to address this issue of underemployment, especially in light of the pandemic?
I think first, a bigger conversation about it and some more data gathering. I mean, I think it's not really been so prominent in the policy discourses and in terms of the design as well, which have been targeting unemployment, job retention, but not going deeper into that to say that what's the problem, right? Is it people are working less, as in underemployment? And so that specific issue of underemployment, you know, we're not really probing very deeply, especially since there was that survey in late March that found that a substantial proportion were declaring that they were working less. And then I think, yeah, to provide the support, exploring the ways that the wage subsidy, right, can allow for supporting underemployment. And that would also make employers a bit more mindful of this problem and maybe to also plan forward as they have to declare their workforce, who is underemployed, by how much, and you know how they're going to manage the situation.
Mm. Hock An, thank you so much for joining us. So that was Lee Hock An, Senior Fellow with the Malaysian Studies Program at the IC's Yusof Ishak Institute, talking to us about underemployment in the country and how it can be better understood. So we've laid out, I think, quite clearly what it is that constitutes underemployment. So if you're not working full-time hours at the moment in your regular job or in the job you're trained for, or alternatively, you are working in a job that you're just not trained for, you're not qualified for it, it's not what you studied to do. And with that in mind, we've been asking you, do you think that this is an issue that really needs addressing at this point in time? And also, would you regard yourself or the people you know perhaps as underemployed? That number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. It's the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.